We're going to now continue with some sharing of Roman's life with some readings. The first one comes from, I'm going to read it up here at this location. This was written by Kashiva, and we also have something that's written by Ed. This is from Kashiva. Dear family and all, memories. They are the threads that weave the tapestry of a life. I see them. Precious reminders, snapshots of the run of time I choose to scan, remembering. I was 8 years old when Roman Lloyd became a part of my life. I see his impish grin, hear his encompassing chuckle, know his supporting hands on my shoulder when I stood by the casket holding Peter's body. I hear yet again the warmth, the curiosity in his hello, and is that so? Yes, miss you, brother. Godspeed, we'll meet again. And then, remembering Roman, we have these words from Ed, Brother Ed. I was very lucky to have Roman as my big brother. 7 years old, he had a strong influence on my life and actually played a part in bringing me into this world, riding in the back seat of the family car with his older sisters chanting, "We want a baby, we want a baby." Mom and Dad in front, no doubt smiling coyly to each other. Being the youngest of four siblings by several years, I was taken under the protective wings, cared for, and entertained. Roman took a special interest, apparently happy to have a kid brother. As I grew up, he included me in many activities. Just the two of us, or with his friends, playing catch, touch football, even outings with his girlfriend, Stella. I have some happy memories of going to the coast with them and playing in the ocean waves. A devoted big brother, but it must have been annoying at times for him and his friends to have a little brother tag along. My earliest memory is taking a bath with Roman when I was about 5, and as impish 5-year-olds will do, I peed in the tub. And he jumped out in a flash, which probably made me laugh. I assume that was the end of bathing with baby brother. On a sad note, I remember the day Roman met me as I walked home from elementary school telling me our grandmother had died. Our family lived in an apartment adjoining a large shop where our father, Roman Sr., built pipe organs. Each of us helping out when old enough, doing menial but important jobs like gluing together numerous small leather valves, and sitting at the keyboard in a church helping Dad tune the organ pipes. The shop was an intriguing playground for us kids, and in time provided a golden opportunity to learn how to use hand and power tools. A stairway exposed to the shop led to two large bedrooms, Roman and I sharing one while our sister shared the other. In the center of our room was a simple model train layout on an oversized sheet of plywood, which we both enjoyed working on and running. On an ominous note, our oldest sister, Bobby, may have saved our lives one night when she smelled smoke, coming into our bedroom and finding a precarious candle burning very close to Roman's bed as we both slept soundly. Fortunately, just the candle flame was snuffed out that night. Many years later, age 4 or 5 and before my time, he had a heart-stopping close call, which I only learned about recently. Anxiously waiting for Bobby to come home from school one afternoon, he somehow got outside on his own to wait beside the busy street near home. When he saw her across the street, little Roman darted into traffic, ignoring his sister's shouted warnings, "Stay where you are, I'll come to you." And he was hit by a car. Fortunately, not nearly as serious as it could have been, Bobby picked him up and carried him home. He only suffered a mild concussion. Amazing what kids survive. Growing up to enjoy many more years of life as he did. I was 13 when Roman married Stella and left home, but I remained part of his life, still included in various activities and occasional outings. In time, however, our lives went in different directions. And when too many miles separated us, we unfortunately didn't stay close in touch. There was always a close brotherly connection, rekindled in sporadic family gatherings for reunions and holidays, weddings and funerals, and our dad's 100th birthday. A couple memories from those special occasions still give me a smile. The time he looked at me and said, "God gave some people nice-looking heads, and the rest of us, he just gave hair." Me being the bald one, and the Thanksgiving he coaxed me into carving honors, handing me the knife and saying, "You're the carver in this family." But there's a world of difference between carving wood and carving a turkey. Roman was a very special person as a brother and his dealings with others, family, friends, and strangers. An easygoing, gentle, kind, welcoming soul with a great sense of humor. Quiet spoken, deeply sincere and thoughtful, with a keen mind and generous heart. He was truly one of the good old guys in this sorry world. Blessed with a stable, supportive upbringing in a loving family, a long life and loving family of his own. I know I'm not the only one who will miss Roman dearly and remember him fondly. Brother Ed.